fish.
Well, hey there. Oh, the music is so loud this morning. Oh, my God. We got to get the band to quiet down. You know, well, most of them are pretty good, but the drummer gets just a little too crazy. So, anyway, once we get the band settled down, this is Fish and Frank in another episode of Radio Fishin'. Yes, indeed. Radio Fishin' coming at you, and we have everybody's favorite. We have Austin with us today, and good morning, Austin.
Morning, Frank.
Yeah. Boy, they like you. I don't know what it is about you, kid, but they like you. So, you know, say hi, tell everybody, you know, tell the studio audience, they can calm down. Are all these people out here waiting for you to, you know, look at, they just won't give up. They want you. Say hi.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Come on, everybody, settle down. There we go. All right. That's it. Okay. Austin thinks I'm crazy. Oh, well, you know, I get that, you know. That's just the way it goes with me. It's just kind of, I don't know. All right. So, anyway, you've been fishing.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Let's see. You went last night?
I went last night and I went Friday.
And what happened last night?
Last night, the bite was real slow. We thought it was going to be a little better because we had a front moving in, which would be today, this afternoon. But apparently, they were going to be eating this morning because there was nothing last night.
So, last night was kind of pretty much, well, let's just say...
Catfish.
Catfish. I wonder what... Oh, that's what happened to it. Hang on just a minute. I've got something for last night. I got it right here. All I got to do is go like this. Pretty much sums it up.
Yep, just about.
Okay. So, let's go back to when things were brighter and better. You went out a few days ago, and what happened?
We did really good. I went out with Captain Billy, and we fished Charlotte Harbor, and we fished the north end of the West Wall, and did really good. We both got a really good slam, 30-plus, each got a 30-plus inch snook. Each got a 27-inch redfish and 28-inch trout.
Now, both of you got your flat slams, huh?
Yes, we did.
Well, that's pretty cool, Austin. That's pretty cool. What were you using for bait?
Mostly live shrimp. We had some pinfish with us, and they wanted the shrimp, though.
So, you guys went out fishing with shrimp. How were you rigged up?
Shrimp on a jig head, a 25-pound fluorocarbon leader, and...
All right, now people are going to want to, you got a flat slam, your partner gets a flat slam. Explain it. What line did you have, what leader, what jig head? Give us the list. They're going to want to know this.
Oh, we had 15-pound Invisibraid for our main line and 25-pound Yozuri fluorocarbon leader with a tease tackle, 1/8-ounce root beer jig head.
1/8-ounce root beer jig head.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're hooking the shrimp on the jig head, were you hooking them through the tail, the head?
I like to pinch just a little bit of the tail off and rig them from the bottom through the top with the jig head, from the bottom of the shrimp to the top.
Through the tail or through the head?
Through the tail.
So, you break off just the flipper part.
Yep.
Now, are you real redneck, you biting that off and swallowing it, or are you biting it off and spitting it?
Biting it off and spitting it.
Okay, now that's redneck enough, you know. But that's proper. You're a Southern boy. How long you been? Were you born here, Austin?
Yes, I was.
So you're a true cracker. You were born and raised right here in Port Charlotte.
Yep.
So yeah, you need to bite the tail off that shrimp. You got to keep up to tradition, you know. And then you just put the hook in just about 1/4 inch in front of where you bite it off, and release a lot more of that smell and stuff, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So now, when you're over there fishing, then to get the slam, did you go up against some mangroves? Were you out in the open on the flat, behind the bar, in front of the bar?
In the morning, we got to fish the mangroves because there was high water, but it was moving out quick, so we had to move out to open water.
So did you catch any fish up against the mangroves?
Yep, he caught his snook and his red in the mangroves, and I caught mine in open water. And we both caught our trout in open water.
So you started out up against the bushes. Were you using the trolling motor, still fishing?
Mostly just moving around a little bit on the trolling motor, when you find a good spot that looks like it's got deep water, moving water, stop and fish it for a minute, and then just get on the trolling motor and continue down the shoreline.
So very slowly go along, just keep casting, casting, casting at that shoreline.
Yep, and now, bounce the shrimp back towards you. Since it's on the jig head, it tail hooked, it looks like he's flicking back away from the fish.
There you go. All right. Now, then as the tide went down, do you guys move out towards the sandbar, kind of more in the open area behind the, between the bar and the mangroves, or did you go all the way outside of the bar?
We worked our way out. When we had enough water to still stay in the bar, we did, but then it was getting real shallow, so we had to move on the outside.
So he caught his up underneath the mangroves, and you caught yours between the mangroves and the bar, like at the halfway mark or something?
Yep.
And then what happened when you got outside the bar?
We just got a few trout, no big ones, like 15 to 18 inches. We got a couple littler redfish, like 18 to 25 inches, and a couple small snook, like 20 inches.
So where did you get those big trout and all that? You were casting those while you were still behind the bar fishing the grass flats, huh?
Yes.
Okay. He doesn't want to give this information up. He really doesn't. I've got a string on his tooth, and I'm just pulling it, making it hurt, you know, get this information out of him, you know. Austin, he's not much for, you ask him, where'd you go? And he has one of these reactions, I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, but you've been having a good time fishing. I mean, you've been getting on the water a little bit and going out. You and one of your other buddies were on the pier, what, last Monday?
Yes. Yeah, that was Monday.
And how'd that go?
Not too bad. We had a couple runs on the shark rods. One was on the bottom, one was on the top, and it was sort of slow, but a lot better than last night. We got two small snook, a couple whiting.
So you can still catch fish from the piers here, huh?
Yep.
All right, now, I guess as a guest, this is the one question I would ask somebody. If you were going to go out today and go fishing, where would you go? What would you take for bait or lure? And what do you think you'll catch?
I'd probably go as much south as possible. Like, Placida Fishing Pier is a good spot to go to. And that'd be my spot, Placida. And I'd probably take a couple dozen fiddler crabs and a couple dozen live shrimp. And fish for sheephead around the pilings with the fiddler crabs and cast out and try catching a pompano or a flounder or redfish on the shrimp.
So what would you take for shrimp? Regulars, choice, selects, handpicks?
A choice or select size shrimp is ideal.
Okay, so when fishing those other fish, it's not really that big a deal to have those big shrimp. And sometimes it's actually better to have the smaller ones. You get more types of fish.
Yep, with the smaller ones too, they tend to hold on to it more because they can get the whole thing in their mouth.
Yeah, with the bigger the shrimp, the more they just tear pieces of it off. And that gets to be expensive, them ripping all them pieces of shrimp off and not catching fish.
For sure.
So, anyway, so your best bet is Placida, and you'd be fishing with shrimp. Now, are you going to do jig heads?
I'd switch it up a little bit. I would try a jig head, probably a quarter ounce, depending on how fast the tide was moving. Or I'd use a big split shot with a hook, about 6 inches up from the hook, and tail hook the shrimp the same way as I would with the jig head.
Okay. And so you're looking for sheephead, mackerel, and maybe a flounder or two, or
pompano or snapper.
There you go. Well, Austin, I know your family's all right here in town. Do you have relatives out of town?
Yeah, I got some up in Connecticut and Maine.
Yeah, we talked about that the last time. Well, wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And
Happy New Year.
And you're going to be in the store quite a bit this week. You're off school.
Yes, I am.
So you're out of school. So Austin's going to be in the store quite a bit this week. If you want to come in, get a little fishing advice from Austin, stop on by. And as the music plays in the background, that tells us we've just about run out of time here for this segment. This is Fish and Frank. My special guest, Austin, always a crowd pleaser. I mean, when he shows up, they all go nuts. They just, it's Austin. What can you say? And as the crowd goes crazy, we're going to be fading into the background. And this is Fish and Frank, fishing you a Merry Christmas. We'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.